Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Good Thursday. Welcome in, everyone. Got a lot going on. We have this breaking Supreme Court decision. It could have a lot of impact, at least as I read it. It's multiple decisions here that the president does not have to turn over his financial information to anyone, but his tax information to the Southern District of New York, vis-a-vis this grand jury looking into so-called hush money. Stormy Daniels, I believe others are the principals there. Now, you know, even though it shouldn't, if that happens, that's going to be leaked out. But there's going to be a contention about the period of time when this will be turned over, how close to the election or not close to the election. I am, frankly, pretty amazed that it came down this way. I thought, if anything, it'd be 5-4. You don't know what Roberts will do. Well, we do know what he'll do now. Thank you, George W. Bush. So this potentially sets up quite a conflict here. We haven't seen anything from the White House yet on this about how it will happen or what it will mean. And the media nationally to cover this is mixed opinions around it. I'm in the camp that thinks this is another hand-to-hand combat situation here with the Southern District of New York that have been adamant in going after the president. Manafort is the best manifestation of that. All right. The big issue, though, as that other issue develops, we're here again in July. It's shocking. And you're seeing any number of people, we just played you that cut, trying to stop or trying to knock down the notion that it is safe to go back to school. We happen to have a tremendous expert that we had on when we were doing the special on all this stuff. Dr. Paul E. Peterson is the director at Harvard of Education Policy and Governance. And he wrote a piece along with a colleague. There are several pieces out there. Science says open up the schools. Okay, this was some time ago on the Hill. I don't have the exact date. And that's why we picked up on this. He's also a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution in Stanford. Dr. Paul, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dom, for inviting me back again.
Well, you are the man. So I wanted to ask you, did you think that we would see this pitch battle again after you and I spoke? It was quite a while ago. You know, people thought after the lockdown and all, everything will be secure and we'll be moving toward opening up in September. It would be a given. I would say, if I had a guess around the nation, in actual 5-day a week on site, you're going to see something like under 50%, maybe under 40% of school districts that comply. Does it surprise you?
Well, it's the wrong thing to do. That's all I know. I'm not monitoring what they're actually doing in every school district. There's 14,000 across the country, but I would say, you know, the best thing to do is to let kids go back to school. You know, I am very concerned about the emotional well-being. I have some grandchildren, and I see it in these children. They're living a miserable life, and adults are paying no attention. The powerful adults are not really, they don't really care about the children. They're focusing on other things. I think we got to put the children first and foremost.
Well, look,
and
I do. Here's the reason
well-being is terribly important.
I agree with you. The reason I ask that is because, to me, It's compelling. We have a guy, I think I told you before, Paul Offit at Children's Hospital, head of infectious diseases, who is my go-to guy. But after I spoke to you, I felt I had two of them on the science of this. And the politics of it, though, and the union part of it are undercutting that. So what is the let me give you one of their arguments we just played from CNN and see what you say. Why can Dr. Peterson say one size fits all? Yeah, maybe in certain sectors of America like Montana, you might be able to go back. But how can you go back in Texas and Florida and Arizona?
Well, you know, children just do not get this virus. The incidence is very minimal, and if they do get it, it's a mild case. There is really no basis for in the Netherlands, the schools are open now. It's working fine. It's not having any adverse effect on children. It's not having any adverse effect on the adults. The children are not carriers of the disease. But the most important thing is that if you lose a year's worth of education, and we're on the verge of that, we've already lost, you know, a third of a year last spring. And if we lose the fall, that means then these kids will lose a year's worth of education. And that's every year of education you lose, that's 9% of your salary when you become an adult. So you're going to pay for this in the long run. The country is going to pay for this in the long run. The children are building their human capital as they go to school. We just think they're going to school just to sit there? No, we think they're going to school to learn. If they don't learn, if they don't have that opportunity to learn, this is going to have devastating consequences for the country and for this whole generation.
Well, I'm in complete agreement with that, doctor, but would you say schools ought to be taking certain measures, though, to ensure a higher level of safety, if you would, or do you dismiss those?
I really don't think they're needed. I think that the distancing idea is extremely damaging to the learning situation. You're going to have kids going half days instead of full days, or maybe on Tuesday and Thursday instead of Monday and Wednesday, because the distancing that is being imposed on them is keeping them apart. Well, if there's really no chance that kids are going to get sick, and there is no chance, then why are you separating them from one another? And it says, okay, the adults, but if you're under the age of 70, the chances that you are going to get this disease is no greater than that you will get flu, ordinary flu. We would have to shut down our schools every single year worrying about the flu if we're applying the principles that are being applied right now. People have just gone off track.
Do you feel that you and Dr. Atlas, who we often see out there too, are outliers, though? Are you coming under criticism? After all, at Harvard and all, what you're saying to me is backed up scientifically. I mentioned Dr. Paul Offit, who says similar things, but that's not what we're seeing play out across America as far as at least gearing up for this with masks and everything else.
Well, on the masking front, masks are nice to have. You can't have a teacher teach with a mask on. I mean, how are you going to understand what the teacher is saying if the teacher is wearing a mask? And, of course, how are students supposed to express themselves if they're wearing a mask? Now, if it were, this is not an outlier opinion. It's all over Europe. The Europeans are sending their kids back to school. The Swedes have sent their kids back. Most of Europe is sending their kids back to school.
So are they doing anything, doctor? Are they doing anything different that you can ascertain? Anything at all?
Well, I'm sure kids should wash their hands. You should follow, and you should always be doing that, and that should be here as well. Safety. I think people have been so scared that these procedures are being placed in order to let people feel comfortable sending their kids back to school. It's not like it's really necessary, but people have been so frightened to death that you probably have to do some of this just in order to get parents to feel comfortable.
Is there one particular study or person, because you're right in the centerpiece, you're one of the experts of this, you would cite to listeners that they could take a look at and be more reassured on this? We hear reports, you're right, about what's going on, but we have more cases in this country. Let me ask it this way. You see people trying
well,
to...
Well, the death rate is going, you know, the death rate is not going up. It's either stable or it's declining. So one of the things that why is the number of cases going up? And it's gone up, the number of cases has been going up for about a month. And it's now, but the death rate has not begun to increase. So, you know, there's fewer and fewer deaths per officially reported case. We know from that the actual level of infection in the country is about five times, maybe 10 times as large as the official rate. So these official numbers don't really mean very much. But the important number is that the number of deaths is not increasing. In fact, it's going down. We may be in the later stages of this. The virus may be losing its potency, or it may be that we're getting herd immunity gradually. It's not either or. You have it or you don't have it. You gradually. So I'm saying that the basic fact that's undisputed, and really there's no dispute over this, is that children are at minimal to zero risk.
Doctor, thank you so much. And again, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed when we had you on the special. We'd like to keep you on our Rolodex ready to go because there's going to be a whole lot more of this. Dr. Peterson, thank you for joining us today.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.